program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL Club, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
This is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAvens.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
All right, 3 weeks in, Urban Terror's healthy and going strong. More information today on Urban Radio. Up, welcome to Urban Radio, heard live on Inside the Game and seen live on Stick'em Video. And I understand that we are on the main Stick'em.com page right now, so again, very cool. Anyways, I am Oswald, glad to be here with you today, spending some quality time with the community. I did have good intentions of producing a show last week, but the material I scheduled, it just didn't come together as I wanted it to. So instead of bringing you a weak-ass show, I held off 1 week, rewrote some of the material, and we are bringing you Urban Radio today. Sort of 2 weeks' worth of content. I have about 25 pages of notes here in front of me. Yes, single-spaced, but we'll see how much of this we get through in the next, as I said, 60 to 75 minutes of the show. Along with playing a Urban Terror, which has probably consumed the better part of my free time in the past, I don't know, week and a half, I have been playing Guitar Hero 2, which I was suckered into buying a couple of weeks ago. And a week ago Sunday, actually. But Urban Terror has definitely had a strong showing the past few weeks, and that is truly a testament to the community we have. There were many in the community who had their doubts about the future of the game, but with recent release, many of those doubts may have been cast aside, although doubts may still linger. as we work through the typical post-release problems. Gamers continue to get comfortable with the new version. They continue to find bugs and really figure out how this version differs from 3.7 and other previous versions we released. I say get comfortable because playing for 30 minutes and forming an opinion about the game is somewhat pointless, although it happens all the time. Sure, a quick online session or two will give you a feel for the game, but you can't honestly assess the entire composition of the game in that short period of time. Now, it's no wonder I avoid those crappy review magazines when they, review computer games because they rarely get the review right, and of course you have to pay them enough money. Even if a dog shit game is in there, it'll get a glowing review. From my experience, I could be wrong, and I'm sure some of you will say I'm wrong. But anyways, my show, my rules, we'll continue on. So with that said, give the game some time. Some of those first impressions, such as, I don't like how this map plays. Well, yeah, it's new. I know you don't know it. So give it a few weeks. Come back with an intelligent opinion. Case in point, the female, the white models that represent the red team. Yeah, I know. Go figure that out. Red team, white models. As it makes no sense. Yes, we're well aware of that. Many gamers either don't have a problem with them or getting comfortable with them after a few weeks. They still have a problem with them, or they're getting comfortable, one or the other. So, I don't want to say we told you so, but that was said, I believe, the first week of the release. Give it time, and you guys will like the white models. Although I see Satone in IRC here in Pound Urban Tang saying no to the white models. Hey, Satone, turn down the gamma so you can actually tell white from blue. I'm kidding. Of course, there are still the outspoken bunch that continue to bombard the forums with negative comments on the white female model. All this after we said it was going to be replaced by the orange model skin. Now, I know it's difficult not to judge an individual who is new in the forums because that one next to their name just screams noob, but that is not always the case. A similar thing happens in-game when you see the URT player tag next to the name because they actually haven't changed your player name. So if Urban Terror is to continue being played, established gamers will need to welcome these new gamers to the community in a way that is user-friendly. Now, I've seen a few cases online where gamers are being helped out with different features of the game. Questions like, how do I add that ducky hat or that Jason mask? Or how do I bandage someone? How do I power slide? Why is everybody jumping so much? Most of the time, there is someone in-game willing to help that new gamer out. And, this is great to see from a development team point of view. Gamers helping gamers. You know what? I would much rather see that sort of interaction than a gamer reading a manual and still being confused or giving up. And on that, I got to say that Midget Killer's doing a kick-ass job on the manual. I sort of half-assed the text together, but he's really bringing everything together, so it's probably going to be the best manual we've had, regardless of if you use it or not, but still a very valuable tool for anybody in the Urban Terror community. It's like one of those, it's like any other document. It's a living document. It'll change if something gets updated. Thus, the reasons we decided to, I see you smiling there, Midget Killer. Yeah, big old smile from MK. He's actually on here on Stick'em, so anyway. Where was I going with that? Anyway, the manual, that's coming soon. You guys will pretty much dig that. Recently, we have seen a few suggestions for some sort of demo to be played showing gamers how to be successful in Urban Terror. Things such as setting your player name, how to bandage, strafe jumping, those things that many established Urban Terrorists take for granted. Of course, life on the forums does not mimic gameplay. For the most part, things have gone, rather smooth on the forums outside of a few issues. The Urban Terror FAQ and manual are great places to start and have provided years of information that are being passed on. Forums are also an excellent resource to find solutions to both common and uncommon problems. While I prided myself on helping the community, we have had others not only on the development team like Wakili or Wakili or Whoa Keely, however you want to pronounce his name. We've dedicated many hours to watching the forums and trying to answer every question that comes up. I think I even saw him type RTFM or read the fact. Damn, Poser is now stealing my lines. He's going to steal my PR job, too, if I'm not careful. So community members, rather quick to chime in and help as well. So many problems new gamers have, say, after installing Urban Terror, have already been answered. Just search the forums, and if you must post your question, post it. But give it 30 seconds, 45 seconds, a minute. Search the forums for the answers you need because I guarantee you somebody has already asked, already asked that question. We have many longstanding members who still idle and pound urban tear, tap their knowledge. Even just a blind question, ask it. I'm sure somebody in there will answer. We have 37 people in the QA channel right now, and I'm sure most of those people are over in Pound Urban Tear as well. They, too, know a lot of information. I also want to take a moment to thank Midget Killer for creating a bug tracker on the Urban Tear website. And it's a simple plugin for the E107 program that allows us to track bugs, legit bugs. I'm not talking about suggestions or things you as a gamer want changed, because those aren't bugs. White skins, you know what? Those aren't bugs. We intentionally put those in there. Hit detection is not a bug, and I will get to that later in a new segment. If you think you found a bug, take a minute to search the bug tracker database and see if it's already been submitted. If it has, then read up on the status of it. The status will show new, confirmed, not a bug, implemented, fixed, or WIP, which stands for work in progress, along with any comments posted about it. Say no to automatic spaz. Spaz is not automatic right now. You got to pull the trigger for each round you want to fire off, bad boy, but that's okay. We'll let it slide for right now. You know, this is actually a simple and effective way Frozen Sand can actually keep track of the problems while keeping the community up to date on a daily basis. And you don't even have to log in to scan the database, I don't believe. I think if you want to submit a bug, you'll need to register, as this will be the primary way we keep track of any future issues that are brought to our attention. Midget Killer and Wakili will admin the bug tracker. I spelled it wrong. And each bug will be assigned to the specific team member who is responsible for that bug. One last note. If status shows not a bug, then don't bother the development team with reasons why you think it is. And we also ask that you do not resubmit something that has been tagged with that comment. Enjoy, and hopefully it becomes a useful tool not only for the development team, but for the Urban Terror community. Now, speaking of the community, and I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but each gamer has their own ideas and form their own opinions as to how the game should be developed and played. And that is fine, but don't push your ideas on the community or more so on the team. There's not so fine of a line that goes between the informed gamer and the asshat, but it goes something like this. Hey, Frozen Sand, I played the new release. Great work. I do have some suggestions for insert a level that could have an impact on how the level plays. If you take this route and close it off for Team Survivor, it should help filter gamers towards these routes and speed up the gameplay. And then you have this. Have we really had to wait 2 years for this? Have we needed standalone version since everybody will play the one that depends on Quake 3 since it has Punk Buster? New model skins? Animations? I beg for mercy. They are awful. They move like they're retarded. They are harder to aim at. Not to mention the red females in the white suits who could be invisible as well. Now, I wish I could say I made that asshat, well, that gamer's comment up, but I can't. That was just the beginning of his tirade. In his defense, he does say new hit code it owns, and that's the only but huge, really positive change. So I think you can see the difference between the two gamers there and their quote opinions, one intelligent, one not so intelligent. when it comes to comments that we value for Urban Terror. And if gamers had it their way, Urban Terror would be under GPL, and we would only guess at how many different versions would be under development or would be played. But most gamers want what is good for the game. Sometimes their ideas and input does not reflect those decisions made from the development team. Suggestions continue to pour in from the community in the past 3 weeks about how to improve the game. Well, the game has been improved, and that is what this version was all about. The development cycle took a game that was already established and had been for some time and updated nearly every aspect of the game. Again, is it perfect? No, it's not. We've made great strides in nearly every facet of the game, from level design and skins to weapons and hit detection. Of course, not everyone has that same opinion. I would say it frustrates a team, but after 8 years, you deal with the negative, understanding the majority of the gamers are enjoying their Urban Terror experience. And a funny thing is, those with a negative view of the game continue to play the game, so obviously we did something right with this release. Now, I don't think there will ever come a time the development team and the community are on the same page. Even if we took all the suggestions from the community and were able to implement all of them, there would still be a vocal, misguided minority who want to look at Urban Terran negatively. A bit later during on the show, we're going to debut a segment called...
What the f*** over?
Well, that was supposed to say...
What the f***? Over.
There you go. Thank you, Barbecue. This segment will include anything from around the community that'll make you say...
What the f*** over?
Exactly. So we have a real doozy for you to get start this segment with. Stay tuned for that a little bit later in the show. I'm going to have to figure out why my WTF MP3 isn't working. We're going to slide. Well, actually, we're going to power slide into our first break here. And when we return, we're going to take a look at Urban Terror from inside the game. You're dialed into Urban Terror on ITG and Stick'em Video. And we'll be right back. Hey, you know what? I was trying to get ideas as to how to improve the show, seeing as we do the video side now. And, you know, I know it's pretty boring for people to just watch me sit here and actually cast a show, you know, looking at my notes up here on my one of my two monitors I have up above me here, and my game rig, which is running all my programs for the audio and the video side. So, you know, I was trying to think of something. Somebody came up with, well, you know what, Oz, maybe you should play some of those jump demos or jump videos during the intermissions, you know, when I'm on when I'm on break. But, you know, I didn't have a chance to do it this week. I was toying with the idea of bringing my guitar up here for Guitar Hero 2 and, you know, jamming. Well, you guys could watch it on the TV behind me. But, again, I didn't get time to do that. So I am still looking for some way to sort of fill the in-between time during the music. But, anyway, we'll get back to that later. Thanks for taking a time out today with us here as we are getting back in the saddle, so to speak, here on Urban Radio. I had some doubts if the show would ever have a reemergence. I was hoping the new release would have the sort of impact the team was looking for. So far, it has exceeded our expectations as numbers and servers continue to climb. Hopefully, the success of Urban Terror will continue to provide the community and myself with content for this show. Development team news is always big, and unlike my opinions, which I provide at no charge and usually do not reflect the views of the team. So with that said, hopefully 07 will be one of the best years for Urban Terror and Urban Radio, which is now going on its seventh year, and with your support, I think we can make it happen. My frozen sand continues to work toward a few mileposts. The first will be the release of 4.1, which will patch problems that have been identified, and you can view the bug tracker for an idea of current problems affecting the community. Blade Killer has been busy watching the forums and correcting problems that have been brought to her attention associated with the levels, and so far she's been able to fix the missing texture and dressing room, which is not intended as a playable level in the map cycle. One of the bigger issues has been the grouping of spawn points in levels such as Uptown. I think Uptown's probably had the biggest discussion when it comes to how to correct spawn points, because one team can sit there and snipe from the parking garage at the, I believe it's the blue spawn, and start picking off gamers as they come out the door. So that is still being addressed. I believe she's currently taking a break on it. Thingley, Prague, and those as well have also had some spawn point issues, and I believe Mandolin as well has updated some of the odd spawns, all of which, as I mentioned, have been addressed. There were some issues with Rommel that caused gamers to get stuck in different areas. Those two have been clipped and fixed. Now, I know I put it in the bug tracker, but somebody actually brought to my attention that the Rommel spawns were bad. Well, you know what? I am trying to find that post for the life of me. I can't remember where it is or if there are any truly issues with Rommel and the spawns. If there are for either Team Survivor or CTF, please send me a PM, because you know what? I've looked on the forums and I knew I should have taken the URL down when I was filling out my my bugs, adding them to the database, but I didn't because I was on my BlackBerry and at work, so I didn't have time to do it. But anyways, if you know of any bad spawns in Rommel, please let me know. Rommel and Tombs, along with Ori, still need to be tested for gameplay. Turnpike is still probably the biggest problem child at the moment. Between Blade Killer, Tub, and Null, they continue to look for the proper use of hint brushes in order to increase FPS that borders on unplayable for some in the community. There's other levels that are still outstanding. I did not mention Proving Grounds, which is highly anticipated by the community after seeing the images of it. Now, this level is an updated version of the original level by the same name, previously created by Dragon, who, in fact, is actually in the Stick'em IRC channel right now. So, anyways, I do want to give him a quick shout-out, seeing as he's... I'd hope he's a little excited to see his level live on. And same thing, I hope, can be said about Crenshaw when released, because this will probably be the most technically sound and sophisticated level by the development team to date. That or the one Rabbit Cow's working on. Invis is just meticulous when it comes to his level development, and this is a good thing. He's been he's been provided some excellent feedback from QA, so Crenshaw should find its way into server play and league play on both the Team Survivor and CTF side. There are a few technical issues that 27 continues to work on for level designers, and the success of this will depend on when we see maps like Proving Grounds and Crenshaw. There are workarounds. They really don't want to take that road, but we'll see how it plays out. I know 27 still working on some of the code here for the level designers. I see a comment here saying, I think you can make turnpike, make bigger turnpike on bomb mode. Well, maybe. Sank. You know what? I think UT Sank also had some changes to the spawn points. I'll have to check that at break and get back to you. I don't have my Urban Terror forums up right now, but I believe Sank also was updated. Invis also posted a few comments on docs this past week in the Urban Terror forums, and by the sound of it, it too is nearing completion. He says it now has something that actually resembles a real dock. This means that Keyway will get their hands on it for testing shortly. Now, you know, I think a dock, I think of the map Intermodel that always ran on FSK. That was a big-ass map. I mean, you gotta admit, that was a dock. That was a boat, not this little peon of a, you know, couple wood planks that looks like a dock. He had a legitimate dock in Intermodel. So hopefully Invis has done some good changes to docks and sort of evened up the gameplay, because I know I heard it time and time again. One side always had the advantage on docks, regardless of what game mode. Team Survivor, more so probably for CTF, because you actually had to get over into the dock area to grab the flag, get back through the passageway, the Pier 27 sign or whatever number that was, and back to your flag. As for code changes, those will take a little more time. As I said a few times in the past, we're not going to rush to judgment on the changes, but wait and see how things shake out first. You can also refer to the bug tracker for an idea of what bugs have been reported and where the development team stands on them. The 4.1 release will be as soon as we get the immediate changes done, like the levels I just talked about with the spawn points and an updated female skin for the red team. These seem to be the major issues currently at stake. Timetable for this release is still being discussed, but we could see something in probably the next few weeks. Anything not corrected or not updated will be slated for a 4.2 release, and that will definitely be in excess of a few months. One more note, Blake Killer told me, and I haven't had a chance to check it out on the QA server, but the blue SWAT skins have been lightened just a little bit, seeing as we were told that they were a bit dark. It's time for another break, but when we return in just a few minutes, we're going to check in on level design. It is Oswald, and you are dialed into Urban Radio on ITG and Stick'em Video.
Leave me be. This is Radio IDG.
Hey, we are back. Thanks for tuning in today. So I was hoping to change the format of the show a bit, but with very little free time because of my training I'm involved in at work. I've not really put a whole lot of thought into it. I did, however, come up with a new segment, like some of those previous new segments that never stuck. Hopefully this one will. I got the title from a comment in a thread on the Urban Terror forums, and it's called...
Dover?
Well, you know, it's supposed to say it.
Over?
It's supposed to play better, but you know the wave that barbecue has. What the bleep over, and these will be things in the community that make you want to respond with the same comment. I mean,
what the fuck over?
Yeah, thank you. So that is really the only way I can describe it. Today we start off with one gamer who shall remain nameless, but contends that the 4.0 hit detection is more of a bug fix than a new addition to the game.
What the fuck over?
Now, I'm not one to judge, but he continues to say that 3.7 had no problems with hit detection. Well, now, Junior, put down that SR8 for just a few minutes. I have an entire European community who play on clan base that'll state otherwise. I heard it countless times during matches that I would shoutcast that, you know, the hit, no hit, you know, and it's funny because their English is broken. Not that mine is perfect, but it was always funny to hear them, you know, hit, no hit. Well, what is it? Is it one or the other? But anyways, that's really just the start. This gamer continues, bigger models are a crutch in my opinion, but if it makes people like you feel like there is now better hit detection, then more power to you. This in response to other gamers' comment in the forums. Now, while I'm sure this thread will continue down the same vein regarding hit detection rather than what the best new addition in 4.0 is, he brings in an ultimatum. He says, I give 3 months to a year before the same people that complained before are whining about hit code again. That's a pretty bold statement. So bold, in fact, he's willing to put up $50 that in 6 months, we will have the same amount of people complaining about hit detection, even though the hit detection is now solid. So come October 20th, we'll see just how the community reacts to the hit detection. In my opinion, the majority will still believe the hit detection is a welcome addition to 4.0 and not just a bug fix. But sometimes there are those who make you want to say,
what the f*** over?
That's right.
This is Radio.
How about we move over to level design? I'll be honest with you. I tried it. I installed Kiwi Radiant and GTK Radiant back in the day in an attempt to map. Was I successful? I don't think that is the right question to ask. If success is based on releasing a level, then no, I was not successful. But I did learn about level design. Yeah, I took away a newfound knowledge about the level editor and level design and how to construct a level. And I thought that I would have been good too having many years of drafting and interior design instruction up through college. Now, my attempts included updating train yard and streets. Yes, the original streets and the original train yard. Let me say this. You wonder why we don't really believe in updating old levels? These two were probably the worst offenders of the bunch. Their construction was horrible. Don't believe me? Just ask Invis. He got stuck with the task of finishing streets, which became Streets 2, and was better constructed than the original version. Did it play better than the original? Depends on who you ask. Streets fit a niche in Urban Terror during the 1.27 days, but it was not highly popular after 2.0. Train Yard was just as bad, not to mention the overabundance of crates, and Christ, more crates, damn near as bad as MZ Crate by Mungo Zen, who is not really around anymore, but I'm sure many of you have played that level at one time or another, yet that level was created in jest to have all the crates and all the cargo containers. So what's my point? There are reasons why we don't include old levels in more recent versions of Urban Terror. If it was as easy as modifying textures, then I think we would do this on a regular basis. But we don't, and I fail to see what redeeming qualities Train Yard held for Team Survivor or CTF. The layout was not stellar. The gameplay was more suited for deathmatch than anything else. And in those days complaining about FPS, that entire level rendered with no hints to increase FPS. And this was the main reason, you know, I wanted to update it back in the day. And this was about 4 or 5 years ago, so this is not really recent news. More recently, we've seen a call to include more of the old levels as some of the new ones and this is a quote, are not that good. And that quote did come from somebody in the community. Of course, they do not expand on what the new levels are not good. Like you, I can guess which ones they are talking about. You know, I suggest to that gamer and others, if you don't like the levels that are included, create your own. But be forewarned, if you cannot take criticism, not always constructive, don't start designing a level. I think the community will be overly vicious at times when it comes to their comments on your work. And I'm sure a majority of them have no idea just how long it takes to create a successful level, nor do they have the skills to create such a level. Have you thought about level design before? Maybe you have a good idea for a level. Well, as Wiley Duck put together an introduction level design package, he includes all the necessary files for you to get started. There was a recent thread on the Urban Terror Forum, and it read, rebuild old official maps 3.7 for 4.0. And I'll come back to Wiley Duck here in just a minute, I believe. This gamer wants permission from the team to rebuild, and I doubt he would rebuild them, more like update the old levels so they work with 4.0. Now, Invis gives a solid no, but that has not stopped gamers in the past. It should, but it doesn't. Tub, on the other hand, is fairly flexible and considers it a form of flattery, but it comes with a few demands, or shall I say requests. One, it needs to be free. Two, actually, I think there is four demands there. It needs to be free. It needs to be used only for Urban Terror. It needs to use a different map name, and Tub needs to be acknowledged in the README file. Tub is the only exception to the rule on the development team, and we do not suggest you rebuild any of our levels. There's no originality or creativity in rebuilding our levels. Build something new and don't rehash our old projects, because if we feel the need, we will do it. Now, yes, I know I said that I tried to redo Train Yard and Streets, and at the time, those two levels were still being played, and they did need some sort of an update. And this, I believe, was just pre-2.0 or post-2.0. I can't remember, but it was very close to that time when we were still using maps like Hotel, maps like Docks, Streets, Train Yard, and there was one other that I can't... Oh, Swim. That was the other one. Those five were predominantly the levels people played. Wiley Duck currently has a package called UT4 Map Maker, and I believe version 1 is still current, was released a few weeks ago, and he is working on updating to version 2. And this is a great starting point for those interested in getting into level development. While no one really on the team outside of Tub uses Radiant as much as he does, you can still achieve very good levels, as witnessed by his works on Austria, Abbey, and Algiers. And I say that because there are people on the team who will use other programs like, I believe, Maya, 3D Studio Max, maybe Maya too, to create models and things for the level and then put it in, I'm not going to get into any of the terminology, basically put it in the map. So anyway, there are other ways to go about creating higher quality maps, and I think you will see that in maps like Crenshaw, like Docks, and even some of the other ones. Ori is another perfect example from Rabbit Cow. Those levels specifically, I think you'll see a big difference in. The other level development news outside of the team, Midget Killer says Sleema is being reborn for Urban Terror 4.0. He received the source file from OzDude a few weeks back and has started working on the level. He's looking for some input and suggestions. I gave him mine, lose the rooftop access. Needless to say, that was in jest, and of course, it did not go over well at all with anybody in the community, and as I said, it was more of a joke than anything else, because that level was horrid for FPS. I think everybody recalls making some sort of a comment about the FPS issues and saying, you know, this map is horrible on the rooftops. The FPS drops something fierce, so I can only think it would be worse now, but we'll wait and see. I hope he's successful in it. He is doing some other work to the level, I believe, upscaling doors and things of that nature. Midget Killer, you can shake your head if you're correct, because I'm looking at you. So look for it. Thank you. He is shaking his head. Yes, he's updating textures, doorways, things like that. I get the thumbs up. Very cool. So hopefully that version gets done in the, I would say, probably coming month or so, maybe a few months. But it is on the table, so many gamers should be pleased to see Sleema in 4.0. You can get more information on that thread in the general Urban Terror forums, and I've not seen any timetable for the release, as I just mentioned. Time for one more break, and when we return, we'll see why Whitey may soon be exterminated, and not because of a giant black dude. That and more today on Urban Radio.
Radio.
You know, I'm probably a pretty evil dad. I got the mini Oz over here in his little jumper between the doorway, and he is out. You know, it's one of those games you play, because I tried it a couple weeks ago, and it just did not work out well. He's just too fidgety, wants to bang on the keyboard whenever he's on my lap here in front of the computer. So fortunately, he is out, and looking at my clock here, I got about 13 minutes, so I'm going to have to pound through the rest of this information here, because I'm actually trying to get this recorded and saved on Stick'Em so people can actually watch this, but it seems to only record 460 minutes. So here we go. Models, skins, animation each play an important part in game development, each relying on the other in order to make the whole player or weapon successful. And over the years, we have had some great individuals provide their skill and talent in creating our models. Today's player models and skins are far cry from the early beta versions using the standard Quake 3 Marine with a painted-on skin. But you know what? You must start somewhere, and that is where we started. Back then, I do remember the biggest concern was, what? You're not going to have any hand models holding the weapons? Again, you must start somewhere. So over the years, player models have undergone a vast transformation. We have seen the models and skin move in a positive direction from the default Quake 3 Sarge model to early models found in 1.7 to new models in 2.x, and even more so up-to-date player models with the latest release. Depending on whom you talk to, some will actually call our current models Muppets or Clowns. Oh, the originality of those comments is just killing me here. Of course, those making these types of comments do not have any idea on how to improve them, but feel they have a right to clown around, forgive the pun. And I'm sorry, but giving the blue team a black-skinned female does not even the playing field and offset the white female. With new models came new skins. Big props and thanks to Blade Killer, who spent many, many hours working on refining the human aspects of the skins, as well as being very critical on their colors. And for some reason, the colors of the skins have always drawn criticism. This seems to be a controversial point in the models as well. During the 1.27 and 2.x eras, the models were skinned looking more militaristic, and it seems fitting enough. Unfortunately, the skins were difficult to see at times because of texturing on the levels. I think Oil Depot was one of the worst offenders of this, even though it was a relatively good level. Quake has always been known for red versus blue, so we stayed with this since the first release, and we have been struggling with it ever since. Now, this is not a knock on anyone on the team. I know BK has done a great job, as always, this time around with the skins, but some in the community feel otherwise. The blue team was modeled after a SWAT team using reference pictures of SWAT uniforms and the darker blues with the gold stripe you see now. As I mentioned earlier in the show, the dark blue has been shaded a little bit lighter. Again, I have not seen it, but I will take her word for it that it's going to look better than what the dark blue looks now. As for the red team, well, the basic premise was they were escaped convicts, thus the orange jumpsuits for the males. So where does the white female fit in? Well, let me preface this by saying Urban Terror never had a true theme to the game. Even from day one, there was a description of the game, but we were never able to settle upon a solid theme that would help key level design and gameplay. So over the years, we tried a few different approaches, and unfortunately, none of them really stuck. Oh well, such is life, and you don't really need a theme. It would have been very helpful, though. So in our little scenario, the females on the red team have helped the males escape, so instead of orange, we tested a few other colors, such as red, pink, and white. Red seemed to be too dark, we were told, during QA testing, and difficult to see on some levels, sort of like the blue. Pink was more or less tossed in there at the last minute. I think we were calling it Pimp Pink. She had another name for it, but with no sense of getting them into the game. So that left the white skins to test, which came with mixed results. Part of the problem is the Gamma people play at. I use Gamma 1 because I have an LCD, although I use Gamma 1 with my CRT, and it looks the same. Increasing Gamma washes out the colors in all of my textures, so walls that are not white for me are for you, and the white skins start to blend in, said Blade Killer during development and testing. And for a legitimate idea or answer, there really was none outside of Wakali saying, it's damn hard to find good skin colors. Now, this battle over whitey continues to rage. Overall, many gamers like the white skin and how it looks, there have continued to be complaints on the forums is the visibility aspect of Whitey. So what's the answer? As I mentioned a few weeks ago when we last met during the show, we're not rushing into a decision here. We will take our time working with suggestions from the community and the QA team as to come to a decision. As we continue to watch the community react, learn, and get comfortable with the new release, the white female is being more accepted in the community. Does this mean she will stick around when the 4.1 release patch is released? Right now, I would say we're probably leaning towards the female orange, like the male. But with that said, we'll have to wait and see how it goes. But many would agree this would be a simple fix, but would it be the best fix? I guess time will tell, but this would quell the call to kill Whitey. And that, my friends, in a nutshell, is going to do it for this week's edition of Urban Radio. Thank you for spending some time as we go inside the game to look at Urban Terror. Continue to enjoy your Urban Terror experience as servers are now plentiful and gamers continue to find out about Urban Terror. Finally, don't forget about the weekend event posted by Warbird on the forums. 24 hours of ambush by machine, no time limit. There are 24 slots ready for the taking. You can find information on the forums or using your in-game browser, or go to 85.25.138.83, port 27710. Urban Radio will most likely not be heard next weekend, April 28th, due to my parents being in town. But if something changes, we will post the show information on the website. For Inside the Game, Frozen Sand, it's Oswald. We'll see you on the respawn.
It's over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.